Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. You know, our industry is really about 5 to 10 years away from a potential massive crisis, and that's the recruitment crisis. We've got folks aging out of our industry at record speed, and if we don't replace them, we're gonna have a massive challenge. But it's also a massive opportunity for us. It gives us a chance as an industry to find people and find places that we haven't recruited talent before, bringing in new, fresh ideas, new, fresh faces. And one of the people really leading that charge is my friend Kim. Kim, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Kim, you know, you've long been an advocate for our industry. We've had conversations in the past about, you know, neurodivergence and inclusivity and all sorts of different places and conversations about our industry. But the one that really jumps out, especially as we continue to move forward, is that of recruitment and talent retention and finding people across all sorts of different places and bringing them in. How would you say we're doing right now, maybe if we were to pull out a report card?
Wow, that's a great question. I think we're doing okay. I think we can do better. I think in order to identify the best talent and, you know, for the many positions that are in the industry today, you have to cast a wider net than maybe we're currently on the path for. A lot of companies will stay within the industry, and I think you hear a lot of times where, oh, I know this person from this company, or, you know, there were relationships, which are absolutely good. But I think we also need to start looking at how we develop individuals into our industry, educate them on the industry, because when I joined 10 years ago or 9.5 years ago, I had no idea what ProAV was. And I think there has to be an education in the industry.
Well, Kim, you're exactly right. And part of that is making sure that people know that it's an option for a career path, right? I think a lot of times people just, you know, look down the street at one of the best installations down in the AT&T Discovery District, and they say, oh, that just happens. Or maybe it was, you know, a construction company built it. Well, the reality is an AV integrator, in this case, Electrosonic, built it, and it was planning, and there was all sorts of manufacturers and display manufacturers that were part of it. And a lot of people don't know that that's its actual own industry, right? And you go and you go to any sports game and you see a giant screen. People built that and installed that and made that. And I think that now as we see a culture that's sort of embracing things like 5G and connectivity and allowing ourselves to have conversations in that world of IT, now people actually see how that contributes to the world of AV. How have you seen maybe that convergence of IT be a potential path forward for us as we look to recruit?
I think it's a lot easier today than it was even 5 years ago, because everybody has a small computer that they carry with them, whether it be Apple or Android, and there's a comfort level that wasn't there 10, 15, 20 mm-hmm. years ago. And so you were a little bit more limited on the candidate pool that you had, but now it's easier to explain what our industry is, why it would be of interest to new people coming into it. It's definitely a lot easier.
Well, it's been cool to see even the last 5 or so years, right, even going to places like Infocom and E4 and seeing how some of the new faces are coming in and with different expertise and different thoughts and different perspectives on things. And the talent pool really continues to grow, right? And it allows us to be more inclusive naturally as an industry, but it allows us to have different ideas and thoughts and cultures and best practices. How have you seen that pool as we continue to grow it allow some of those different ideas and thoughts and folks come into the industry for the first time?
I think each organization has to have programs in place to allow those differences, one, to be identified, two, to thrive within the business, within the industry, because when you have a lot of different difference of thought, difference of perspective, that's where innovation comes in. And as an organization, we thrive to have innovation because it will help us to excel by changing what we're currently doing, and that comes from that.
You know, Kim, there's a lot of different paths into the industry, right? Whether it's through STEM education in high school where people get their hands on technology for the first time, or maybe people come from a different industry like facilities or security. How are folks finding their way to the AV industry, and how can we be more open-minded to allow some of those folks to come in?
Good question. I think when we're identifying, say we have an open position, it's casting wider nets from what we typically pass that we may normally go down. And from an AV standpoint, there are a lot of different programs that we're seeing, like Wave It, for example, mm-hmm. Women in AV and IT. We've partnered with them in the past in their mentorship programs. And it's fantastic to bring internship programs, bring an intern in, get them introduced to the industry. They love it. And then, you know, bring them into a direct role after their internship is done. And organizations like that are trying to identify talent outside of the talent we typically work with. As well, I think creating different mentorship programs is enticing to people considering an industry. We do a lot of different events tied to working with universities, working with trade schools to educate them on who we are, so that, you know, those individuals will consider us as an industry. When I first started, I think I mentioned 10 years ago, we didn't have programs in place. And one of the things that we did was we started a program specific to AV to bring young women into the industry to consider it as an option. And so we did a program where it was like an 8-week program just to educate them on who we were, what we did. And it was always really interesting to see people go, well, I didn't know this even existed. This is fascinating. And then to let them go into Infocom or any of our trade events to see the many different aspects of the industry. And I think that's what we need to do, constantly educate. And with AVIXA, they have different scholarship opportunities available to, you know, students who might consider it. And I think that's a fantastic way to also get people to consider it.
Well, you mentioned Wave. A big shout out to Brandy and the crew over there. We love getting to work with those folks. We've had the opportunity to do it in the past. You know, one thing you talked about was the idea of mentorship, right? And I think that one of the things maybe that technology has done a little bit is it's decreased the reliance on the apprenticeship style mentorship, right? So, you know, less I'm trying to learn the industry from this person, and more, and again, going back to Brandy, more talking about the industry, talking about best practices at trade shows, talking about how different people can thrive in different ways. How have you seen that role of mentorship in our industry evolve, maybe with that in mind?
It has evolved, and AVIXA also has a mentorship program. And then for our organization, we have a mentorship program as well. So when people do come in, whether they be an intern or a new employee, we partner them so that they're familiar or they have a resource to answer questions that maybe they wouldn't normally go to somebody like their boss because they're nervous about that. So mentorship is a huge opportunity. I currently sit on a board of an organization that is specific to mentorship, and it partners individuals who are just looking for guidance. But that organization takes individuals who are looking for mentors who are looking to give back, and partners them. And, you know, sometimes it's just asking.
Kim, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people, whenever I talk to people about the industries that I get to work with, obviously AV being one of those, it's sort of hard to describe, right? Because, you know, you talk about awareness of the industry and folks aren't always aware, right? They know that they see the LED wall. They know that they go to a concert and love the lighting. So people aren't always aware. But when you think about sort of the awareness piece, part of that is making folks aware of jobs that are available, right? So if I, you know, maybe I volunteered at church, right? I don't always know that there's a job available in selling AV, right? How do we do a good job of reaching those people, maybe who are on kind of that peripheral of the AV community, who have that interest, who have that expertise, but maybe don't know that that's a career path? How do we find those people and reach those people?
I think it's, you know, I think everybody in the industry has some sense of accountability to bring people into the business. And it's as easy as, you know, if you're at an event and you see somebody who's working in, you know, on the periphery of AV, telling them, hey, are you familiar with this industry? Come on in, spend a day with us, learn about the business. And I think if we all are stewards to that, we'd see an improvement in, you know, new people coming in.
Well, Kim, kind of last question here. You know, when we think about bringing people into the industry, what are some of the jobs that are the highest need right now? Is it on the integrator side? Is it the installer, the sales, the marketing? What are some of the jobs really that are in high demand right now in our industry?
I think for our business, information technology is an area that we're always looking for key people. Power BI, those types of skills are in high demand, and more and more businesses are looking to understand the data that they have from sales, from customer support, from any aspect of the business. And if you could, get into that area, that would be the place to go because it is in high demand.
Well, it's a great place to start. And Kim, I know folks may have some questions. They may want to reach out to you personally. Is LinkedIn a great way to find you? What's the best way folks can reach out to you?
LinkedIn or our career site. At our website, you can go to the career section underneath company and you can see all the positions that we have open and reach out to us that way too.
Well, fantastic. Kim, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks. It was great being here.